Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Ayin Zayin in the Ois Vodor edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Halacha Hey. We're starting Daf Ayin Vov and we base on the bottom. The Gemara is quoting the Mishnah, Ein Mevorchim al Yayin at She'itin al Toich HaMayim. Don't drink wine, don't say a brocha on wine, until you don't dilute it with water. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, top of Ayin Zayin, V'chom Oyim Mevorchim, we could do a brocha even on wine which is not diluted. Says the Gemara of Zreiko b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chinino. Moedim chachomim Rabbi Elazar b'koish shel brocha. We talk about a koish shel brocha they're doing in a brikas amozen or kiddush. Shunoyis l'toich ha'mayim koshu. You have to add water into it. And says the Gemara on Higin Rabbanon b'han koso de kiddusho. That's Rabbanon with noyeg in a cup of kiddush. Milsa da b'yosi pliga de avyoyne. B'yosi argos avyoyne. Tabioino tom koso umisakenlo. Rabbeinu used to drink the wine and afterwards add to it water. As the Haredim brings from the Rishonim, the way it worked was on Friday night on Leil Shabbos, he drank wine and then he added water to it the next day. So the Gemara understands the fact that he drank wine in the night, that was undiluted. Why? Says the Gemara, in Tamar Shumozuk, you want to tell me there is already, it's already diluted, it has water in it. V'atanya shaytim mashkin mezugin, prisoner drinks wine which is diluted. Shover alim alayah, if passed the night, domo b'roishoy. It's dangerous because maybe there is a snake that put his venom into it. Says the Gemara, Oma abiyuchadon v'hem shelanu b'kli matochus. Says no. The only problem that we have with snakes drinking from the water and the problem of sakono is only when the wine is in a metal kli, a metal vessel. But if it's not a metal vessel, it's no chashash. It's very possible that this wine was already diluted, and that's what he did Kiddush on Friday night. And then he drank a little bit, put it into a clay kli, and then the next morning he added more water to it, and that's why he was able to do Kiddush both the night and the day, and both on diluted wine. Says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyah B'Shem Abiyuchadon Rishonim Ayushoy Alim Smoil Maushet Tesayah Leyemin B'Koish Shabrocha. You do a kosher brocha, you have to pick it up with your right hand. Can the left hand help assist the right hand to hold the cup? At Shoma Mino, you learn from here, tlas. You learn from here three things from this question. At Shoma Shutzach Letovsoy Beimin. First of all, you see you have to hold the cup with the right hand. Also, you see the hand has to be elevated from the table. Because if not, if the hand can be on the table, it doesn't have to be assisted with the left hand. It's going to be assisted by the table. And the more understands, it has to be at least a tefach. If you have to pick it up, the minimum picking up is a tefach. And he needs to look at it when he does the bracha. Meaning, putting the eyes on the cup means it cannot have hesach hadas. It can't have a break. It needs to be very focused on the cup. That because if we say you don't have to be focused, says Reb Chaim, just put the cup down when you get a little tired. You see, you need to say the bracha in one shot in a very focused way. Says the Gemara, Omar Avacha, Shloish Dvorim, Nemru, B'Koish Shabrocha. There's three things we learn about Koish Shabrocha that need to be done with a Koish Shabrocha. Mole, needs to be full till the end. Itur, there needs to be many cups around it. Umudach, it needs to be washed. V'Shloshto, Pasuk Echot. You can learn three of them from the same Pasuk. It says, Naftoli Sva Rotzoin, Umole Birkas Hashem. So the Gemara Dash is like this. Sva, meaning full, is itur, that you put many cups around it. Rotzoin, it needs to be something which is satisfying for everybody. Everybody can enjoy it. That's mudach, that means you wash the cup. Even someone who's an istani, someone who cares about dirty cups, he'll be able to drink from this. Mole kemashmor, it says mole, needs to be full. So the three things of kosher brocha is included in this pasuk. Omav chanino imasiso ken machtif tamon. If someone does is careful with a kosher brocha to do it this way, the pasuk says yom v'dorom yerosha. He's going to be inheriting sea and the south. So more dashans im zoyche lirosh ha'olam hazeh v'olam habo. If he is zoyche, he will inherit this world and the world to come. How do you see it from this pasuk? So most of the first thing you bring divrei tosfos that say yerosha. You should have said Rash. That's a lotion of Yerusha. Why do you have to add the letter Yud and the letter He? Because Olam Hazeh was created with the letter He. Olam Haba was created with the letter Yud. And this is the Drasha. Anybody who does the Koshe Bracha will inherit Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The Rash Sirilo says the Yam V'Dorim is the plate, is the Mokor. Because Dorim means something dry, that's this world. Yom, which is full, which is moist, that's Olam Haba. And that's how you see here, Olam Haba. And he says, V'Amaskil Yovin. You need to put some thought to it. Says the Gemara, Ma'abalozor, Kois Pogum Ein Mevorchim Olav. If you have a kois who got ruined, you can't say a broch on it. What does it mean, kois pogum? So the Gemara explains. Says the Gemara, ta'amoi pogumoi. If you taste it from it, you're poiging the cup. And the Gemara continues by bringing a source somewhere else, which is not our Gemara, as many times the Yerushalmi does. So Reb Chaim says, what we're talking about is a brisa that the Bavli brings, that Prisa Kozmoi to Shabbos, and he has only one cup of wine. Should he do it in Avdallah, or should he use it for Birkas Hamazon? We say you should eat first and then do Avdallah because someone's in one cup. So you learn from here three things. Says the Gemara. At Shabbos we know tlas. So you see from here three things. Shabbos we know kois pogum ein mevorchim olav. So you can't do a broch or a kois pogum, because if not, take the cup, do Avdallah, drink a little bit, and then do Birkas Hamazon with it. You see, you can't use it after you did Pekimo. Also, you need to have a certain shiur for the kois. Because if not, just take the cup and divide it into two. Once you taste it, you're poigim it. So you see what we're learning in our sugi as well, that tasting ruins the cup. The meal of the day on Shabbos needs to be more special than the night. You have to have a special food only for the day, not for the night. But kiddush of the night is greater than the day. It's greater than the day, not only in length, it's also more important. If a person has to choose which kiddush to do, leave it for the night. So the first we explain, we talk about the kiddush. What's the kiddush of the day? Only the bracha bar pi hagofen, that's the kiddush. Rav Zreikon bar Chomoy de Rav Zreikon, Rav Zreikon, who's the son of the father-in-law of Rav Zreikon, Hizkir shel Chanukah Baaretz, he mentioned Chanukah in Birkas Haaretz, like we do. He said Al Nisim in Noidelcho. V'kil soy soy, and they praised him that he did the right thing. Rabbo, b'rei de Rav Chia bar Bo, Hizkir di Dayon Emes b'Atoy v'Ameiti, who's in Beis HaOvel, and he mentioned Dayon Emes in the Brocha Atoy v'Ameiti, the fourth Brocha Birkas Hamazon. V'kil soy soy, they say he did right, because Atoy v'Ameiti is for the fact that Harugi Beisar were given to be buried. So it's a bracha that belongs to Avelus. Rabbo Brider of Chia Bar Abo, Ochol Mehalech, Oymed Mevorech. A person is eating while he's walking, he should stand when he has to do a bracha, Birkas Hamazon. Ochol Oymed, if he's eating while he's standing, Yoshev Mevorech, he should sit down and do a bracha. Now our Gersa is, Ochol Yoshev, if he's eating where he's sitting, Mesa Mevorech, he should lean and do the bracha. Many of the Farshim changed the Gersa to say the opposite. If he was eating leaning, so then he should do a bracha when he sits down. Ochal meisiv, he ate when he was leaning, then he's at the from mevorach, he has to cover himself and do a bracha. Im osaken nerikim malach yashos, if he does that way, he's like a malach. Mataymar, you see the malach covers himself. So b'shtay michas eponov, or b'shtay michas eraglov, so they cover their hands, they cover their legs. In the same way, one should cover himself when he does Birkas Hamazon. With this, we end the seventh perek of Meseches Brachos. We start right away the eighth perek. So the Mishnah, Elu Dvorim Shebein Beit Shammai Ubeis Hillel B'Sehudah. These are the things, the differences between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the Mishnah here brings one example. And the Rash Sirilo is Mayach to explain that this is a conclusion of a few machlekesim that we brought before. So what's the example over here? When you do Kiddush on in Shabbos, you first of all do the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then Boi Pri HaGofen. First do Boi Pri HaGofen, and then you do Mekadesh HaShabbos. Says the Gemara, Matamayim de Beit Shammai. What's the reason of Beit Shammai? Shekdushas HaYoyim Gormo LeYayin SheYovoy. So explanation number one, what made you bring wine? Why are you doing here Kiddush on wine? Because you have Kedusha Sayyim, because it's Shabbos. So first speak about Shabbos and then about the wine. Second explanation, the minute Shabbos came in, you already have Kedusha Sayyim. And wine comes only later, after Shabbos came in, then you do Kiddush. So the Gedusha came before the wine. Matamayim de Beisilil. What's the reason the Beisilil say the opposite? Says the Gemara, explanation number one, Shayayim goyim l'gedusha sayoyim shetehomer. With the wine, you do Kiddush. You don't do Kiddush if you don't have wine. If you don't have wine, you have to have challah. So you do Kiddush on challah. You have to have something to do the Kiddush on. You don't do Kiddush without having either wine or challah. When da fayin chesam udalaf on top, dovaracha, another reason, hayayin todir v'gedusha eino tadiro. The wine you have every day. Kiddush you have only once a week. So you first say a bracha on a thing which is more tadir, which is more frequent. That's the first bracha to come. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Ayin Zayin.